December 17, 2007 marks the 5th annual International Day to End Violence Against Sex Workers. This event calls attention to hate crimes committed against sex workers. Originally conceived by the Sex Workers Outreach Project as a memorial and vigil for the victims of the Green River murders in Seattle, Washington, International Day to End Violence Against Sex Workers empowers workers and our supporters to come together to organize against discrimination and to remember victims of violence. Robin Few of the Sex Workers Outreach Project, USA.
Sex Workers Outreach Project believes that the criminalization of prostitution is a direct cause for violence and stigma perpetrated against sex workers. Predators have used criminalization as an excuse to murder prostitutes. The very fact that prostitutes are nothing but criminals and the idea that they are easy prey because nobody cares makes them number one targets for violence. Decriminalization is one of the first steps to taking away the stigma related to prostitution. When we are no longer criminals, we will not fear arrest if we report violence against us. If our occupation is legal, we will be able to organize and fight for labor rights to be enforced in our workplaces. December is the month that sex worker organizations and their allies from around the world join together to bring attention to the violence suffered under criminalization and stigma in our society.
This International Day to End Violence Against Sex Workers, we will be calling attention to current trial proceedings underway in Vancouver, BC. Robert Picton, a pig farmer, is charged with the murders of 26 street-based prostitutes whose DNA was found on his property. Because of the occupation and drug use by the missing workers, police were slow to take up the search or even accept reports by the male customers and the boyfriends of the women. The delayed response left many more workers vulnerable and disparaged family members of the missing. Today, the whereabouts of many are still unaccounted for. The fate of the man charged with the murders is now in the hands of the jury as of this report. We will be remembering those who've not been protected on their jobs.
On the East Coast, attention will be called to a recent ruling by a Philadelphia judge who dismissed charges of rape of a prostitute at gunpoint because the female judge didn't believe that a sex worker could be raped. Municipal Judge Teresa Carr Denny instead held the defendant on a charge of armed robbery for theft of services. She based her decision on the fact that the prostitute consented to have sex with the defendant. Because the worker consented and didn't get paid, the judge thought it was a robbery. District Attorney Richard DeCipio is quoted as saying that the Pennsylvania legislature has defined sex by force as rape and accused the judge of rewriting her own laws. The district attorney said the judge's ruling was based not on the law, but on moral contempt. The sentiment behind the ruling was why waste taxpayers' money for what some people consider an occupational hazard.
This response to violence against sex workers is in contrast to how the Oakland Police Department's sexual assault unit responded to calls for help. The Alameda County District Attorney's Office also took the right action on behalf of three street-based workers who were assaulted on their jobs in 2005 by the son of a prominent politician. Ignacio de la Fuentes Jr. received a 14-year prison sentence in October for 5 counts of felony sexual assault on 4 women, one not working as a prostitute. The judge's sentence concurred with the plea agreement. We will be commending this impartial and just cooperation between law enforcement agencies, which we hope will open the way for other workers to come forward and report violence. Another incident involving a local Bay Area worker ended in violence when a police officer had sex with her and then arrested her.
I can't tell you my real name because I'm afraid of retaliation by the police and suffering negative stigma by society that doesn't protect me or acknowledge the value of my profession. I was working as a prostitute in my house here in the San Francisco Bay Area. The police did an undercover sting operation where a male officer posed as a client. The undercover officer got undressed and became aroused and asked me to put a condom on him and allowed me to perform oral sex on him. 5 police officers broke down the door and pointed their guns at my naked body and filmed me. They handcuffed me, they ransacked my house, took my possessions, my money. It has been over a year, and I have not been charged with a crime, and the district attorney refuses to give back my belongings. I told my state senator about what happened. They agreed that an injustice had been done. There is nothing to stop the police from doing it again. I lost housing and my income. I feel injured by the experience and by the constant threat of the police's ability to harass me anytime. I don't have any rights or the means to protect myself. I want to be able to work with a protection like other workers have from violence and harassment. And I want my profession to not be criminalized. I want the laws to change.
Two vigils will be held this year, one at noon on the sidewalk at Bancroft and Telegraph in Berkeley, California, on Thursday, December 13, 2007, to call attention to a recent incident of violence against a sex worker while attending a UC Berkeley event hosted by the Ethics Department that depicted graphic, sexually violent images of sex workers as normal.
Another vigil will be held at noon on Monday, December 17, 2007, on the sidewalk of Grove Street between Cole and Parker in San Francisco, California, to call attention to a University of San Francisco ethics professor for videotaping massage parlor workers without their permission, to promote his idea of forced labor with no regard that he violated their privacy rights under the guise of rescuing them.
Please join with Sex Workers Outreach Project on December 17th in San Francisco at 5 p.m. There will be a reception in Supervisor Jake McGoldrick's office, second floor of City Hall. At 6 p.m., we will gather in the Civic Center Plaza on the Polk Street, where we will hold a candlelight vigil with spoken word offerings. Bring a red umbrella and stand in solidarity with sex workers around the globe. For more information on all events happening throughout the month, or to find a December 17th event in your hometown, please go to our website at www.swopusa.org.
All erotic laborers must be able to report theft, assault, battery, rape, coercion, and murder. Existing laws that criminalize prostitution and migration, as well as other forms of regulations of erotic labor, prevent workers from reporting violence.
For more information about International Day to End Violence Against Sex Workers, you may visit our website at www.espu-ca.org. This has been Maxine Dugan.
And this has been Lisa Rolick.
With the Erotic Service Providers Union.